Remote learning has made it difficult for school districts to provide lunch to students who normally get it for free or at reduced price in school cafeterias. As more students return to in-person classes in the coming weeks in North Carolina, the way schools deliver meals will have to evolve even more. Cole Del Charco has this report.
Hey guys, we got six. Neo, you want to stay on the bus?
At Cedar Point Apartments in Raleigh, a school bus shows up every weekday, but not to take students to class. It's here so kids and families can pick up meals without having to go all the way to their school.
Here you go, girls. Take one each. Can you carry two?
It's Friday, which means kids are getting two meals per day to hold them over for the weekend.
Today we have cheeseburgers, french fries, and breakfast is...
Cereal. You have lunch for and breakfast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's Phyllis Bridges and Carrie Moore. They work for Wake County Public Schools. Every weekday, they're at the meal pickup site from 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. People also come to the bus if it's a closer drive than going to one of their children's schools. Kim Carlisle pulls up in a green minivan. She has four kids.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
You got your little one with you today? No.
They watched a clip of Finding Nemo in class, and so she was obsessed with it. She's like, I don't want to just watch part of it. I want to watch the whole thing.
Awesome.
The district also offers meal pickup appointments and can drop off directly at a student's home. Brenda Williams is tallying up all the meals. The USDA reimburses districts right now for any child under 18, student or not. Lynn Harvey leads nutrition at the State Department of Public Instruction.
Our challenge statewide has been trying to get those meals physically to children, largely because the school nutrition program is intended by design and by regulation to be a program where children are receiving those meals in a congregate setting.
Survey numbers from DPI show as few as 53% of students who qualify for free and reduced-priced lunch received meals in December. Tamara Baker with the Carolina Hunger Initiative says it's part of a bigger problem that many are going hungry.
So we now say about 1 in 4 North Carolinians across the state on average are food insecure. But when it comes to certain school districts in certain counties, the need is even greater.
Baker says the toll of going without consistent meals for an extended period of time can be devastating.
These are not just numbers. These are children. And these are children who need that nutrition to feed their whole mind, body, and soul. And they cannot learn if they are not getting nutrition.
Logistical problems can get even worse as student in-person and remote schedules change constantly. In Graham County schools on the state's western border with Tennessee, that's been a particular struggle. Here's Assistant District Superintendent Robert Moody.
You got to send it out at the right temperatures. You know, we had borrowed coolers from everybody in the county that we knew of. You know, hot meals had to go out hot, cold meals had to stay cold. And we had 16 checkpoints all through the county.
Now, the district has elementary students in person every day, but middle and high schoolers are only there a couple days a week, so the district doesn't have enough staff to set up checkpoints for meal pickups. So they've invested in a new tool they hope will help reach those students stuck 30 minutes away, a food truck.
It's got commercial-grade cookware, refrigerators, heaters, coolers, water. Like I said, it's got its own self-starting generator for power.
With all the effort and challenges to feed the kids that are accepting the meals, teachers and administrators all say their biggest worry is the kids they are not seeing and trying to think of creative ways to stop them from going hungry. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.